Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Glad you're with me again. Good for us to be together again. And I do want to encourage you, while I'm thinking about it, to join together as often as you can. This week, I think, very important week. I had the opportunity to speak with Jeff Bumgarner yesterday, 3-time Dove Award winner, 10-time Dove Award nominee, including his 4th nomination. He and the First Baptist Church North Augusta Choir up for a nomination for the CD Your Word. And as many of you heard yesterday, we will find out October 16th whether they will actually win an award. Christina Betts will be joining me today at 1:30, and she will be talking about the historic Lucy Craft Laney Museum and some of their upcoming events. This Saturday, Brennan Francois will be empowering us. I'm going to bring back a conversation that I had with him wherein he used the art of words to empower us to move forward in living life to our fullest, our best. Power Friday, I'm going to bring back last Sunday's first hour, where we focus on the power of making amends. Ladies and gentlemen, there just come times when we need to be about the business of mending relationships that we have torn apart, or at least put some small tears in. Even if it's just a small tear, don't let that small tear remain there. Fix it. Friday, Power Friday, the power of making amends. This Sunday, I'm going to have a discussion on Stand Your Ground, this rallying cry, Stand Your Ground. And we're going to look at it from a biblical perspective, because I'm going to share with you where you can find that very phrase, Stand Your Ground, in Scripture. But let's see if it means to God, as conveyed in Scripture, what it means to so many people in our country. Stand Your Ground this Sunday at 1 o'clock. If for whatever the reason you can't be there with us live as this broadcast on 1550 AM, The Voice, you will be able to catch it online at speakingwith.com. All you have to do is click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience, and you'll be able to hear that. And I do also, for the benefit of people who want to listen to it as it airs, on 1550 AM, we bring to you 1 hour of Sunday's broadcast one day during the week, usually on Wednesdays, just depending on what I have going on. And if for whatever reason, say, for example, we have an interview on Wednesday, then I'll move it to a different day of the week. But usually on one day of the week, I'll bring to you 1 hour of Sunday's broadcast for the benefit of people who will have been attending worship service and they really prefer to hear the program via the radio. But again, you can listen online at speakingwith.com. Just click on the link labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience. And I know it, sometimes you really have to say things many, many times in order for people to be able to catch it, because if they haven't been listening at the time that what you're saying is being said, people will still miss it. And so we want to reiterate that the site is now optimized for smartphone use, so you can listen whenever, wherever. Once it's posted, it's there for you. All right. I mentioned that Christine Betts would be with us, and we should be speaking with her in the last half hour of today's program. The first half hour, I'd like for us to focus on something else. It has to do with our President Donald Trump. I want to share with you some information courtesy of the LA Times. I want us to look again at the promises of Donald Trump. I know that a lot of the people who support him staunchly, no matter what, are thrilled to continue to support him no matter what, because they say he's keeping his promises. Well, when it comes to things like pushing for the wall between Mexico and the United States, he is trying to keep his promise. When it comes to undoing laws that were put in place for the purpose of providing cleaner, safer air to breathe, providing cleaner, safer water to drink, providing more opportunity for safer, cleaner sources of energy, and undoing that, doing away with all of that, he's keeping those promises. When it comes to the push to make it so that fewer and fewer Americans have health care coverage by getting rid of the Affordable Care Act, he's keeping that promise. So when it comes to the promises that hurt Americans, even those who applaud what he's doing, he's keeping those promises. Because you can best believe, dirtier, less safe water is going to have an impact on everyone, including the people who applaud what Donald Trump is doing to reverse EPA law that would have provided for, that would have brought about the enforcement of laws that would make our waters safer and cleaner, our air safer and cleaner, our energy sources safer and cleaner, and more profitable in the long run. He gets rid of those, and everyone hurts, including those who staunchly support his moves. But nevertheless, they say he keeps his promises. Is that accurate, or is it more accurate to say he's been keeping some of his promises while actually going against other promises that he made? Let's listen.
The world for many, many years to come. We will face challenges. We will confront hardships, but we will get the job done. Every 4 years, we gather on these steps to carry out the orderly and peaceful transfer of power. And we are grateful to President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama for their gracious aid throughout this transition. They have been magnificent. Thank you. Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning, because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
What are your thoughts about that? As we cry out for greater justice, shootings and killings of unarmed black people, not just black men, but black people, children and women included, and Donald Trump directs the nation's top attorney to begin to turn back some of the laws that have been put into place to provide for more justice. As all across the country, you have certain ones who are pushing hard to make it more and more difficult for people of color in particular, and Democrats in general, since a lot of people of color tend to vote Democrat, make it harder and harder for us to vote. And President Trump champions the nation's top lawyer in either stifling or completely reversing measures that were put into place to address voter suppression Do you feel like the power is being transferred to you? Those of us who are being disenfranchised, those of us who are hearing that, these opportunities that people have to shoot to kill, whether they be unethical law enforcement officers or unethical ordinary citizens, quote unquote, standing their ground. Do we all feel like the power is being transferred to we the people from Washington, D.C., to we the people? It is in Washington, D.C. that the call is being made, the decision is being made that stand your ground, killings will be upheld. It is in Washington, D.C. that on a national basis, the decision is being made, hey, look, we want to revisit this whole issue of dealing with voter suppression laws and see if we can water them down, eliminate some of them. That's being made in Washington, D.C. And the rest of us just have to live with it. Does that feel like a power transfer from Washington, D.C. to the people, to you? And it's not just the people who are directly on the receiving end of that madness. There are many people who are not people of color who see how wrong this is and are bothered by it too. Do you feel like the power is being transferred from D.C. to you? Because if there is indeed a power transfer, then that means the ones to whom the power is being transferred should feel empowered. Who do we find being obviously feeling empowered? The racists of America who applaud making life more difficult for people of color. I didn't say the white community, I said the racists. I still contend that not all white people are racist. I still say that there are many, many white people who are not racist. I still contend that there are many white people who would do more to help communities of color than communities, members of those communities themselves. And to put it another way, there are many members of communities of color, including the black community, who will do much more to hurt members of communities of color than white people would do. That is realities, ladies and gentlemen, and this is a program that emphasizes real talk about real life, real talk about the real world. Transfer of power from D.C., Washington, D.C., to the people. Well, maybe we can say it more accurately if we say some of the power in Washington, D.C. will be shared with some of the people of our nation. It's not going to be shared with all. We know that. We can already see in these first few years that was never the plan, and that is not what's happening now. Focusing on Donald Trump's, President Donald Trump's promises, and we're asking, are they being kept?